As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Not a guarantee and may lose value.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home trailing Jonesboro at the break 21-16. We'll look over our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, before we talk about tonight's matchup, first I want to say congratulations on winning the first Arkansas Bail Bonds tournament.
Thank you. I thought our young men did a fantastic job for 3 days over here. Saw a lot of growth and just kind of the whole idea of it was hopefully we could get on a roll and get some momentum, and really saw a really good basketball team for 3 days, and we hope that momentum continues tonight and gets a very talented Jonesboro bunch.
Yeah, let's talk about that Clarendon matchup. That's a team that has some weapons on it.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, you got to give or take something from them, and the whole idea was try to build a wall around that basket. And,
yep.
You know, we knew we wanted them to shoot some threes and maybe stay, but good grief, the way they were shooting, I was like, what else can we do? There's not a team that could touch these guys if shooting it like that. But we went at halftime and tweaked a few things, but also told the guys, hey, relax. You know, they're doing exactly what we want them to do. We want them to fall in love with that three-point shot, make them a jump shooting team. And then we just kind of saw it unfold in the second half, and they continued to take those jump shots and really kind of stayed away from penetrating inside of us. Got a lot of one-shot possessions, and we were able to knock down enough buckets and pull that thing out. So really great job by the guys of just not panicking and staying with the game plan and executing the way we needed to. So really proud of them.
Yeah, it seemed like one guy you guys were able to kind of key on was Brandon Bonner. He was lights out the first half, you know, with 14 points. Second half, he was really quiet.
Yes, he was. You know, and again, I mean, and the kid could play.
Yeah.
I mean, he's, you know, we knew he was he's a really good guard for him. Probably didn't realize, you know, I knew he was a streaky shooter, and he come out really on fire that first half, but. You know, but he didn't hit any in the second half, and he kept shooting them, and so that really kind of played into what we were, you know, everything. You know, you go into every game with a game plan, and to really kind of see it unfold and lay out the way we needed it to, and we predicted that it would was really nice to see. But again, if guys stay hot and they keep making those shots, and we're probably having a different conversation here as well.
Yeah.
You know,
another thing you really had to be pleased with, real quick. Guys were perfect from the free throw line that fourth quarter.
Yes, you know, and that's what good basketball teams do. And we hit some clutch free throws down the stretch. I thought we played with a lot of poise, a lot of just composure out there with all of our guards. And just really proud the way, you know, we closed that. We wasn't hanging on, you know, and I felt kind of the night before Hamburg, we were probably hanging on a little bit after we had built a big lead. And then just in that championship game, you never know how guys going to handle the pressure and all that. But, man, they were spot on. They did a great job and showed a lot of leadership and poise down the stretch. And it was awesome.
Well, you're getting ready to start to 5A East action against a very good Jonesboro team. Seems like we can say that just about every year, can't we?
Yeah, you know, you could just kind of plug that in every year. You know, and he's got another fantastic bunch. They're – again, as always, they're one of the best teams in the state. He's coached Wes Swift, runs one of the best programs in the state.
He does.
You know, and does a fantastic job, and they're always going to be there. As long as he's leading that thing, they'll always be one of the top teams overall in the program, maybe the number one program in the state, to be honest with you. Them and North Little Rock are kind of tit for tat for who's the best basketball program in the state. But No, we got our hands full. But, you know, what I like is our guys got a lot of confidence going against these guys. The things that we do on a daily basis, we prepare our guys to play against teams like this and battle these teams, you know, these super athletic, super skilled, going against, you know, high pressure and keeping guys off the board. So, you know, one thing, you know, our guys, we will not back down.
Right.
And we're going into tonight. We know we definitely respect our opponent. But we come out here, follow game plan, and execute like we need to. This is going to be a heck of a battle for four quarters, and we're expected to come out on top. We put too much time, too much work in this, not to come out here tonight and expect to win this ball game from them.
Well, again, congratulations on the tournament win, and good luck tonight.
Yes, sir. Matt, appreciate all you're doing. It's so exciting to start out 5A East Conference, and hopefully, you know, our girls are right around the corner here. I expect them to come out after halftime and make a run at this. But, again, Coach Leonard and ourselves, we got some good opponents tonight in the Jonesboro Hurricanes. So we got a full house tonight. Hopefully more people keep coming to pack this thing out. Appreciate you, Matt. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Josh. That was Mountain Home Boys Basketball Coach Josh Fulcher. We'll break and check our halftime numbers in just a moment. Our score, Mountain Home trailing Jonesboro 21-16. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home girls trailing Jonesboro 21-16. Looking at the scoring summary for both teams, Peyton Husky leading the way for Mountain Home with 9 points, all from behind the arc. Three so far for Kate Gilbert, two for Emma Martin, and two for Kyra Penn. As for Jonesboro, they got one player in double figures already. That is Destiny Salary with 12 points, all in the second quarter. And that includes going 5 of 5 from the free throw line. Four so far for Kayla Mitchell, three for Sunny Martin, and two for Kiana Hardaway. Turnovers, both teams with five each. There's been four lead changes in this game. No ties unless, of course, you count 0-0. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll get the second half started in just a moment. Mountain Home Trails Jonesboro 21-16. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.